Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys with Chuck and Ken. We have a special treat for you today. We are sitting with Jim Beard, partner with Plant Moran Financial Advisors, Chief Investment Officer and Investment Committee Chair. Also with us is Eric Bussis, State of Michigan, Chief Economist and Director of the Office of Revenue and Tax Analysis in the Michigan Department of Treasury. Guys, the overall economy is quite strong. Growth in the first quarter slowed, but there's a reason for that, for the slowdown. It should be taken with a grain of salt. Can you tell us why?
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely the case. And when we say it slowed modestly from the prior year. But there's been an anomaly that's really been in place dating back the past few decades. You would expect that the economists in Washington would figure out a way to adjust for this, but thus far it remains a little bit of a mystery as to what the cause is. Nonetheless, if you look back over the past few decades, the first quarter of the year, the growth has typically lagged the remainder of the year by about 1.2%. So even when we see a first quarter print of about 2.2%, if the rest of the year picks up as I would anticipate, I think we're still headed towards a pretty good growth this year.
I like that. Eric, where do you see that specific to the state of Michigan?
Yeah, for the state of Michigan, we have a very positive forecast for the rest of the fiscal year. We have seen a little bit of a slowdown in our unemployment rate, mostly, you know, like Jim said, related to some of the seasonal adjustments and some of the ways that the statistics are gathered. So we have our unemployment rate is slightly above the national rate right now, but that's not for bad reasons. We've seen the labor supply continue to grow in Michigan. And we are at very historically low levels.
So the jobs market is doing well, but it's getting harder to find qualified candidates. We all agree on that?
Absolutely.
How's the outlook from your perspective nationally and then maybe at the micro or macro, I should say, in Michigan?
You know, I would echo Eric's thoughts there. I mean, I think the outlook is very good. Nationally, the unemployment rate down to 3.8%, quite low by historical standards. I think you have to go back 17 years. To see that the last time, and to get much below that, you're really looking back much further than that, I think into the 1960s. So job creation has remained quite robust, and certainly we've seen it across the country, and it varies by region, it varies by industry, but it's been building for a little bit of time here that it's becoming harder to find qualified workers. And if anything, that could become more of a challenge in terms of continuing to see the jobless rate come down. You know, what it speaks to is perhaps the need for some additional training to get those other workers into the workforce. And the one other thing I would note there is I think that going back to 2008 and the aftermath, there was a number of people that left the workforce just because it becomes so difficult to find a job. There's the potential that you could see some of those people start to re-enter the workforce, and that could provide an additional pool of labor for employers moving forward. But again, probably with some training required.
Eric, would you say the same thing is mirrored in Michigan?
Yeah, we definitely see that same situation here in Michigan, specifically in the southeast Michigan area. We've seen strong job growth, specifically in the construction industry. We added 8,000 new jobs last year, so we've seen really good growth. But in talking to a lot of people that are doing this work, they have a lot more room to hire, but they just can't find the right people and the right skills available. That is something, you know, in Lansing they're trying to work on with the Marshall Plan for Talent, in dedicating additional resources to kind of closing that skills gap.
Now, Jim, we have a lot of the good news out there. Inflation is likely to continue to heat up, but it's been at a gradual pace. I'm guessing that's a good thing?
I think it is, absolutely. And it's been building slowly over the last few years. You know, you think back a few years ago when there was discussion around deflation and the concerns around that. I think that is clearly in the rearview mirror now. That is not a concern.
We've been blaming the economists for the inflation. How do you see that, Eric?
No, we definitely see that same situation in the southeast Michigan region. The Detroit Consumer Price Index has, you know, had slow, modest inflation growth, which is healthy for the economy and not a reason for concern.
So the higher commodity costs and labor costs right now are not a major concern?
Not a major concern.
I mean, all the consumables in the construction industry have been going up in price, so that's got to be one of the parts of the bow of the ship on that, right?
It is, and I do think that those issues in particular are ones to watch in the quarters in the next few years. We talked about the tightness of the labor market, and I think you're starting to see wage pressure start to build. That's been one of the weak spots in the labor economy for the past decade. Even as job creation was strong, wage growth has been pretty lackluster, and there's a number of indicators now that that is starting to turn. Anecdotally, I had the opportunity to speak a couple days ago with a gentleman who runs a manufacturing company on the other side of the state, and he pointed to that specifically as one of the biggest challenges they're facing right now, and the need to go and raise wages, not by a small amount, but by a meaningful amount to keep their current talent. Anecdotally, you hear it elsewhere as well. So I think both in terms of the numbers and the stories we hear, that is one thing that from a labor market perspective is changing, and I absolutely think it will filter through to inflation over the next several quarters and probably well into 2019.
So would you both agree that the outlook in the immediate future and on into the next few years is great for the construction industry?
Yeah, I think especially, you know, here in the Detroit region, we're expecting continued growth. There are a number of large-scale projects that are just getting underway locally, specifically a number of the projects in downtown Detroit.
Yes.
With some additional funding from the transformational brownfield incentives at the state level, those are really picking up, and we expect that to continue over the next 2 years.
So it's really good to see not just the residential market picking up, but the commercial market is picking up at maybe even a faster pace?
I think so. In the data I look at, it certainly seems like the commercial market is really, really taking off in the city.
Okay. If I'm someone out there trying to think of a career, why would I want to get into the housing or the building business?
Yeah, I think looking at the numbers, it's a really great profession to have. The earnings potential quickly without incurring all that student debt is something that really should be attractive to recent high school graduates. And there are a lot of great careers and professions that you can have in the building and trades.
Absolutely. Do you see the same thing, Jim?
I couldn't agree more. And it's interesting. I've had this discussion with a number of folks recently. I certainly am pro-education, and love to see kids that are appropriate to go to college and who want to pursue a degree in a field that will allow them to make a living to do so.
Absolutely.
The flip side of that is that you see all too often somebody coming out of school with a degree, but a mountain of debt that they can't in turn turn into, that they can't earn a living that will
exactly
allow them to pay that down. And I was fortunate enough to be here 3 years ago and discuss even then with a number of the folks that were here, the challenges that they were finding to find qualified workers in the trades. And it is a great opportunity for skilled workers coming into the workforce today to learn a trade that will allow them to make a good living for decades to come. Going back to the aftermath of the housing crisis, when you saw the implosion in the industry, and in the aftermath, there are so many that left the industry, that's left this void today. I really do see it as a great opportunity for somebody who has an interest, who has the skills, to make a good living for themselves.
Well, maybe the Inside Outside guys can partner with you guys to get the word out over the next few years to all these young people that might be able to step into a great career and a great living.
Absolutely, no question.
Yeah, whatever we can do maybe to bring more of the skilled trades back to the schools and get these kids started younger would be better, okay?
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome. Hey, Jim Beard, partner with Plant Moran, Aaron Eric Buss from the state of Michigan, we greatly appreciate you guys sitting down with us today. You guys have a great day. Enjoy the breakfast.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen. We'll be in touch.